Okay, this is Perek Zayin in Hilchos Psulei Mukdashin, a little bit of a short Perek. Now the Rambam is going to switch over to the situation of bird sacrifices and various problems with them. So the halachas are a little bit different. So again, we're not dealing with classic animal cases, but this is more of bird cases. So first, let's start with Malika. Halacha Aleph Kol Psul Navodah Shemalkum Malikasan Psula. So what do you call it? Anyone who is not able to do a vote on the base of Mikdash, let's say the non-Kohen, who does Malika, which is that special fingernail method of shechting a bird, does so, it's pasul. Now, if he should also of pasul, right? Now, even though this actual animal, let's say it's a dove in such a case, or whatever the bird is pasul, eno kenevelas of atar l'tumah. The status of psul by this bird is different, okay, than a case of, let's say, the nevela that emerges from an of a bird that is tar that becomes tumah. Malak b'layla. Let's say someone does Malika at night. Let's say someone shechted a regular animal into the Beis HaMikdash, right? Or let's say, what do you call it, a consecrated one outside the Mikdash, in a Kenevela. It's not like Nevela. This is going to be a continuous theme throughout the parak. So let's say someone did Malika on a pair of turtle doves that did not reach the age yet where they're supposed to be slaughtered, or Bnei Yonah, the doves that also their time passed, the Shivesh Gufa, Ushan Nismes Eina, Ushan Niktar Ragla. In all these cases, let's say, also a case where, let's say, the wing was shortened up, or it lost one of its eyes, or its leg was cut off, Rezu Nevela Chodavar. Now that animal is considered a Nevela. Zeakal, Kloshi, Psula Vakodes, Psula Vin Nevela. So anything that's pasul in the Beis HaMikdash, right, is pasul and does not become Nevela. Lohai sub psula b'kodesh. Let's say it did not become pasul, what it called after it was brought into the base of Mikdash. Harezu nevela chol davar. It's considered nevela in every way. So that's a distinction. Halacha gimel. Now lafika hamolek v'nimseis trepa. That's why if you did malika, okay, again, if a kohen did malika in the base of Mikdash, slaughtered the chicken, or the, excuse me, the bird, the dove, and finds out that it's a trepa, okay, osha malach b'sakin. Let's say he did malika with a knife instead of his finger, osha malach chulim b'fneim, or he did malika on a non-hekdesh animal inside the Mikdash. The kachim b'chutz or vice versa, harezu nevela l'chol davar. That's considered nevela. Sheinu malika materes mitaharis al davar shu kachlam mizbeah. Because malika does not allow something to become permitted or pure for the mizbeah, only if it's kosher for the mizbeah. And it has to be appropriate to be used in the base of mikdash for malika to work. Alachadal aval nirba v'muksa v'nevad v'estan v'mechir v'atuntam drogna shenu malika. So what are these cases? Let's say malika was done on a bird that was sodomized. Let's say it was set or set aside for worship, or let's say it's the one that was used for the fee for a prostitute, or let's say it's what do you call it? Again, we don't know its gender or has both genitals, and you do malika on that. Hare ilan avela. This is considered avela l'chol davar. Matan megadim beis ablia. Not only is it a concern avela, it also causes somebody someone's clothes to become tame if it enters into the stomach area. We'll get to that in Hilchos Tumah. Shena kedusha chala lan, because kedusha, the status of being consecrated, never really attaches itself to them, right? Ain psulim b'kodesh, and their psul, the defect, didn't emerge inside the base of mikdash. Halachay. Now, kvar b'yonder ma'aser korbanos. We already saw in the halachas of ma'aser korbanos shekhatas of nasas lamata v'olosof lamala. So a sin offering, a sin bird offering, right? So the zrika, the blood is sprinkled in the lower half of the mizbeach, and by the ola offering of a bird, it's done on the upper half. Chatas ov shasal malapsula. So let's say I do the chatas ov on the upper part, it's possible. Bain shasal yasa kamaisa chatas, bain shasal kamaisa ola. Whether or not the sprinkling was done with the intention for chatas or ola. Bain shasal l'shem ola, bain shasal l'shem chatas. Or whether it was done for the purpose of ola, purpose of chatas. Either way, what do you call it? If it's done in the wrong location of the mizbeach, so then it passes the bird korban. Let's say an animal, excuse me, a bird offering that would be completely burnt on the altar. Shasol the mata that sprinkled on that bottom half of the mizbeach, hafilu malak siman echel the mata, siman echel the mala, and that means because remember the zrika was done immediately after the malika, so the malika produces zrika. So now even if you did the malika of one siman of one, let's say the trachea, right below, and then the other one above that on the upper half of the mizbeach, psula ben shemalk malika zola ben shasak ma'itzchadas ben shalosh shem chadas ben shalosh shem mala. Doesn't matter what its intention was or how it was done, it is puzzle. Let's say Malika is done to a sin offer, a bird sin offering. So if it's done on the lower half, it should be in that situation. Okay, what you could do is it's like an ola l'shem chatas. Or let's say a maisa chatas is done as a performed as a chatas for the purpose of ola, or k'maisa ola l'shem ola psula. Or let's say it's done as for the purpose of, or like the ola sprinkling for the purpose of ola. In all those cases, that would all be considered possible. L'ches v'chein ola sa'of. So too, and ola sa'of, again, the bird of complete offering, she'asol l'mala, that was sprinkled on top, k'maisa chatas l'shem ola, but done in a way that were done for a chatas for the purpose of ola. O k'maisa chatas l'shem chatas psula. Or like chatas for the purpose of chatas, it's possible. K'maisa ola l'shem chatas k'shira. Now, again, since this is an ola sa'of, if it's done with the ola sprinkling for the purpose of chatas, it's actually kasher. Also l'shem chova. As long as the person didn't have in mind that the owner of the bird fulfilled their obligation. Now, kol elo ofo shenifsalu. So all these birds that have become pasul, minei makom asiyason, whether it's because of the place that they were slaughtered, or minei shinu masayin, or because of change in how they were done, or shinu shmam, or because they had the wrong intention, ena kenevela sofo tumba. It's not considered like nevela of a bird for making you impure. V'chein chatas ofo oloso of, so too, the sin offering, bird sin offering, and the complete bird offering, shenisfagla, which is pigle, which we'll get to later, or nitma, became tame, or nasis, nosar, or was left over. The type of tumma that exists by this would not be the same as a regular nevelas of, because the psul emerged from the mikdash itself. Okay, so let's say you bring a bird sin offering in a situation of a suffix, of a doubt. Nasas kemitzvasa, so it should be done as you're supposed to do it. But you don't eat it, elatisarif kolpsulim dushan, but rather you burn it, like all the cases of that which is possible for the base of mikdash. But case of tabal safek. Now, how do you have a situation of a safek to bring a chatas of? Gon shahisa isha safek zava, safek lettuce. Let's say a woman, in this case, it's a safek whether she had an impure emission or whether she gave birth. The chol chiyotzev is in cases like that. Benlodu chatas behim al safek. We never have a sin offering for a regular animal out of doubt. Shemistapik lo mchate lo chata, because there's a korban for that. If you're not sure if you did a sin or not, yavi asham tole k'moshis bar v'hilchos shkagos. You bring in asham tole, we'll explain that later on in the section on hilchos shkagos, but the point is there is no asham by bird offerings, so you bring this suffix situation. Halach yadalav chata sa'of, habala suffix. If you do bring the bird sin offering out of suffix, v'notashi chayeves va vadai, but let's say she knows, let's say she finds out later on that she is chayv to bring it. So if it's until the point of slaughtering it that she finds out, she should continue and eat it. If it was after Malika, she finds out no dola. Or is it gomer as yazdama? She finishes the sprinkling of the blood. Vitamsiso, right? Vitisarev. So basically, she lets it rot and then she burns it. Kadeshal yomru chatasof bala safek tocha. We don't want people to ever think that a chatasof that comes out of safek zitin, because it came originally in this case of doubt. Let's say she finds out that she's not chayiv in it after she didn't malika, then she should bury the bird. Okay, that ends Perek Zayin, and we'll pick up Perek Ches tomorrow.